Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's going on, man?
Man, listen. President said we're going to get tired of winning, but I'm not tired yet. Are you tired?
I am so grateful, you know, of what's taking place.
Yes.
Because if you didn't have a job, if you knew you needed one, because a lot of people have been told you don't need one, but if you knew you needed a job or you needed a raise, pay was back down around the 70s, the amount people were getting paid.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
And now we're looking at history.
History.
History making.
More jobs today than they have people looking for jobs. That wasn't the story not too long ago.
I know. And it's so empowering. I mean, how can anybody say that's not good, especially if you're the one that got the job? And the history, as a matter of fact, listen to President Trump right now as former Governor Huckabee is speaking to him about, by the way, it's his daughter that is the press secretary for President Donald Trump.
Sarah
Huckabee.
Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Let's take a look.
Well, the embassy was a big thing, but it was for many presidents before me, and everybody campaigned that they were going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, and nobody did it. And I never understood why. I really never did. I knew there would be pressure, but I never understood. But I do understand now, because 2 weeks before I did it, when the word was out that I was going to do it, I was called by so many countries saying, please don't do it. I mean, I was called, actually got to a point where I said, I'll call you back in a week, because I didn't want to have them tell me don't do it, and then I do it, because I was going to do it. It was a campaign promise. I thought it was very important. And you know who really likes it the most are the evangelicals. I'll tell you what, I get more calls of thank you from evangelicals, and I see it in the audiences and everything else, than I do from Jewish people. And the Jewish people appreciate it, but the evangelicals appreciate more than the Jews, which is incredible. But
it's not a surprise, though, Mr. President, because evangelicals are people of the book, and they believe that you kept a promise that was fulfilling, really, 3,000-year-old commitment to recognize Jerusalem as the capital.
I think it's a nice thing to say, because it really, I mean, you know, it really affects Jewish people, in theory more, but as you say, people of the book, okay, people of the Bible, but the evangelicals really appreciate it, and that makes me feel good, but nobody did it. I never understood why. As soon as that second week had up, and once I did it, it was something very special. It's an important event.
This is so exciting. Biblically, historically, God's the creator of the universe. He created everything. The time clock is Israel and Jerusalem. And, of course, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu compared President Trump first to King Cyrus. And then when they told him thousands of years ago to go back and establish yourself, and then he compared him to Lord Balfour.
It was the Balfour Declaration.
Balfour Declaration.
And then recognized Israel.
And then President
Harry Truman.
Harry Truman, who signed it in 1948, right, to be a nation, the force would be behind you. The force be with you, right? And then
President Trump.
Who moved. This is so, we are coming very close to some rapid things taking place historically. But I want to say this. Go ahead.
You know, because of this bold move now, six other countries have now moved their embassy to Jerusalem. And I truly believe that the rest of these countries will follow suit. It's just a matter of time, short time.
Well, you know, what's this what's being said prophetically? I believe it's, I can't tell you who it was right now, but prophetically is, and did you just know this when you read scripture, that God is dividing nations between sheep and goat nations. And so the sheep nations will be ones saying, acknowledging Israel.
That's right.
And the goat nations will be the ones who refuse to acknowledge Israel. And to not acknowledge Israel is to not acknowledge the creator and, you know, the God of Israel.
Yeah.
God of, by the way, Israel's first name, his name wasn't Israel to begin with. His name was Jacob. And so it's Abraham, and Abraham has a son, and his son was named Isaac, and then Isaac had a son, and his son was named Jacob. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then Jacob's name got changed to Israel when he had an encounter with God. And once he, you know, wrestled with God and man, and he came, his name, but it's not just a country. It's a people. It's a nation. It's God. What God is glorifying his name. So when you stand with Israel, knowingly, you're standing, you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed.
That's what the Word of God says. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed.
Right.
And right now,
why would you even want to even curse
any nation?
You're right.
Definitely don't want to curse Israel. It's our the only democracy ally friend that we have in the Middle East, faithful friend.
He's the one that kept us motivated and encouraged during,
the last previous administration. And so it's a beautiful thing. So we're seeing now a friendship, a relationship with Israel that we haven't seen in years.
It's never been.
I mean,
like
it's never been, really.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that was prophesied by Pastor John Kilpacker, Church of His Presence, at the beginning of time, when nobody didn't know what was going on, that God was going to put Donald Trump in the office and has given him generals to protect and keep Israel in their homeland. So it's about Israel. And so you want your country, encourage your leader, and I know a lot of you are listening from all around the world, encourage your leaders to stand with Israel. I mean, even greedy people stand with a good deal. And if you actually get your leader to say, listen, we're going to be blessed as a nation if we stand with Israel. And it's so important right now to decide, you know, what your nation is going to stand for, because the different things are going to happen to different ones.
It's amazing how a lot of the unrest has settled down, and by taking Jerusalem off the bargaining chip, it's kind of, you know, saying, okay, since this was a hindrance before, you couldn't make a deal, we're going to remove that for you and make it a lot more
easy. Well, it's brilliant. It's like, you know, okay, that's off the table, so let's just talk about this other stuff. And that was the thing, you know, that people wanted to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.